A House committee takes up campaign finance reform this week. The full Senate already has approved its version of changes in the election money laws, but that doesn't necessarily make the going any easier in the House. Some past supporters of reform now realize that the bill just may become law. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The sponsors of the House bill, Republican Christopher Shays and Democrat Marty Meehan, have been toiling in the shadows of their more famous Senate allies, Democrat Russell Feingold and especially Republican John McCain. Shays and Meehan want to move fast, using momentum from Senate approval of McCain-Feingold this month. Their original plan was to take up the bill exactly as the Senate passed it. That might avoid the need for a House-Senate conference committee, where opponents could cut up the bill in secret. But swallowing McCain-Feingold whole may be too much for the House. The Senate added 18 amendments to the bill. As Shays admits, some of them are less than artfully drafted and need to be fixed.
They don't all fit precisely together as they need to, so we have to come forward with at least a technical amendment. That means it's a different bill, but our expectation is that if we're somewhat similar to the Senate bill, we can give back what we've done to the Senate, and they can accept our modification to their bill.
President Bush has let it be known that he wants to sign the bill. Last week, House Speaker Dennis Hastert told Shays that he wants the bill to come up before the August recess. That's not the pre-Memorial Day target Shays and Meehan had called for, but it is a signal that the leadership won't try to keep the bill off the floor till fall. Now, slowly and behind closed doors, the battle lines for that eventual debate are taking shape. One source of resistance remains firm. Conservative Republicans oppose more regulation of political money as a limitation on free speech. Majority Whip Tom DeLay has promised to fight the bill any way he can. Cleta Mitchell, an election law attorney who's working against the bill, says too many lawmakers simply haven't read McCain-Feingold. She calls it unconstitutional and an incumbent protection bill like you've never seen before. But she also admits the odds are against her side.
Do I think some bill will probably be passed and become law? Yes, I'm confident that that will happen because everybody's been terrorized into thinking that it needs to happen.
Terrorized, she says, by an advocacy network that has spent more than $73 million since 1996 to promote the central premise of McCain-Feingold, that big money taints the political system and must be controlled.
The people opposing the bill are not organized. They're not well-funded. There's not a single organization that exists in America today whose sole reason for existence is to fight against this vast pro-campaign finance regulation, I refuse to call it reform, but regulation movement. Not one.
But the House bill may have less to fear from outright opponents than from its supposed friends. Democrats in past years voted overwhelmingly for the bill. This year, some of them worry quietly that the party can't afford reform, not when it means giving up soft money contributions from corporations and unions. That concern is said to be especially strong among party regulars and the Congressional Black Caucus. And some progressive Democrats object to one of McCain-Feingold's key compromises, an increase in contribution limits for regulated hard money. That change would probably increase the amount of money that's raised for congressional campaigns. So while there's little evidence, so far, that Democrats are defecting, Meehan, like other advocates, is guarded in his prediction.
I think the vast majority of the members of the Democratic caucus understand that it's not in our interest as a Democratic Party, it's not in our interest in a democracy, to have this kind of system.
At best, lawmakers are taking their time going public on the issue. Congressman Shays says that makes his job difficult.
I know where Tom DeLay is coming from. He's an enemy of this legislation. I think he's an enemy of campaign finance reform. But at least I know where he's coming from. It's the people who say they're really for reform, and then they offer an amendment or vote for an amendment that kills the coalition or makes the bill not a good bill.
But the strategy in the House has clearly shifted. A Republican leadership aide said it's gone from trying to kill the bill to trying to make it right. And that's a sea change in the House. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.